Blog Talk Radio. I think we're on. The music stopped. There we are. And good morning. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. And be proud of yourself. And a little excitement is in order for however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio. There are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth, to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. And I think we're okay. The board, I think we're on. And if there's any issue with the sound, someone who's ever at hearing us, please give us a call and tell us there's an issue. Otherwise, we are live and ready to go. So good morning, everyone. First, I'd like to say thank you to Al Garcia. He's back on his way to Utah. And it was a really quite a nice experience to have him with us for the last couple months. And he's really an expert in essential oils. And so I really appreciate him being on the radio and us having a great time talking about essential oils and also talking about the company doTERRA essential oils. We think those are the best essential oils on the market. So I want to say thank you very much to Al Garcia again. Also, I want to thank our sponsors, Health Naturally, etc., where you can go to the website, healthnaturallyetc.com, check out the specials and products, herbs, vitamins, minerals, essential oils. Oftentimes, anything we talk about on this show is available at Health Naturally. You can call their store at 800-706-0450, that's 800-706-0450, or 915-833-0222, and that's for the telephone number directly to the store. Also, Prime Longevity. Prime Longevity, I think, is the best anti-aging supplement like no other on the market. It's the best decision you can make for your health. I call it true health insurance. Remember, when you pay your normal health insurance, that's nothing more than sickness pay. But taking high-grade vitamins, minerals, and herbs and essential oils, that's your true health insurance. So Prime Longevity, where you can go to purenaturalscience.com, or you can go to primelongevity.com. They'll take you to the same place where you can see Prime Longevity. And there's also a large box with all the ingredients in it. And I put the entire ingredients on the website, so you can see it. But anyway, you can turn back the clock. And the Prime Longevity was designed for inflammation and oxidation, energy depletion, toxicity, stress. So if you're worried about how your body and mind are aging, or if you're an athlete concerned with your performance, then stop the confusion and know you're taking the most comprehensive age management formula while saving hundreds of dollars because you don't have to buy all kinds of other products. Also, Natural Solutions Radio, and that's the website for me, myself, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. And you can go to Natural Solutions Radio and check out. If you scroll down, you'll see a list of all the articles. And also on the left side of the page, just below the Blog Talk icon, you'll see a search engine, and you can search any word or anything. There's about almost 40,000 articles on the website. So please, it is a very big resource. There's all kinds of information on it. Now, to get the Blog Talk Radio and to be able to call us and talk to me personally, you can ask any questions on health or relationships or anything like that. You can call us directly. You can call the Blog Talk 1-646-478-5814. That's 646-478-5814. And then that will take you right to here, the Blog Talk. Otherwise, you can just listen live directly on the computer or on your smartphone. And there's no problem. But anyway, please join us and tell your friends if you can. If each of you would tell one person about the radio show, we can build a nice audience. And also, when you go to Natural Solutions Radio on the right side of the page, there's a section where you can sign up for our newsletter that goes out weekly, and also another one on Sunday, usually with some kind of recipe or something that you can really utilize right away. So please check us out, and you'll see that there's a lot of information on the website. So anyway, what I want to cover, since I'm alone here, I'm going to cover a bunch of articles that we talk about, and there's all kinds of things happening in the news about health and health-related issues. And so this is going to be the show where you can get those help. So first thing I want to talk about is a number. Last week we were talking about doTERRA essential oils and just essential oils in general. And I wanted to make sure I had three articles, and I don't think I was able to get to those last week, but I wanted to mention that there were some studies on essential oils and natural medicine improved using the aromatherapy massage, improved surgical outcomes in the ICU. The aromatherapy massage was found to decrease stress and improve sleep in ICU patients. And there was a large study printed in the British Medical Journal, and they did a study on patients in the intensive care unit, and often there's a lot of stress with intensive care patients in the hospital. Now a group of researchers from, I can't pronounce that, Ataturk University, the research hospital, has recently proven that aromatherapy massage can help ease the pain of ICU patients post-surgical. And the researchers set out to confirm if aromatherapy massage can have a significant impact on the quality of sleep and the physiological parameters among post-surgical ICU patients. And they tested 60 patients and sorted into groups, experimental group and a control group made up of 30 patients each. And the scientists gathered information for the study and collected data on the characteristics. And they used what's called the Richards-Campbell Sleep Scale. And based on the findings, they showed significant improvement in sleep quality and psychological parameters for the ICU patients compared to with the control group. And it lowered anxiety, it lowered pain scores, and it was utilized oftentimes by the nurses. And aside from reducing pain and anxiety, it also lowered both blood pressure and the heart rate. And combined, they used this and then used lavender essential oil. And aside from being a potent natural bug repellent, lavender also induces sleep. And this essential oil is used as an alternative treatment for insomnia. And again, this is from the journal. So we call it sleep disorders. And of course, the medical profession, they always have their words that are for the specific disease, insomnia. And it has relaxing properties, and it's commonly used to address sleep disorders. So according to the study, the use of lavender before an operation has been found to reduce anxiety in surgery patients, improving outcomes according to the study. And so this is, you know, quite nice, because there's the results of the study confirmed that aromatherapy massage can produce noticeable improvements in the quality of sleep and pain and anxiety. And this is an easy method that can be used in almost any hospital. So that's the first one on essential oils. The next one that came out was essential oils used for the thyroid. And another study, thyroid gland, they wanted to see what kind of essential oils can be used for the thyroid. And this is from the National Institutes of Health, this study that came out. And they said inhaling the aroma of essential oils encourages calmness and healing of the body. But what they found is putting essential oils on the thyroid, and one of the main benefits of using essential oils is their soothing ability, which helps the mind and body recover from fatigue. Some of the plant extracts support the endocrine and the immune system functions. Now, in thyroid conditions, such as hypothyroidism, there are certain essential oils that can stimulate the hormone production and help relieve symptoms naturally. And here's a list of some of the essential oils that were used. One is black spruce, and this herb contained antioxidants compound called terpenoids, which have a tonic effect on the adrenal glands, the thyroid, and the pituitary gland, and they promote hormonal balance. Another one is clary sage, and what they did is they rubbed these, by the way, on the throat area, and this herb stands out as one of the most potent essential oils for relaxation and stress relief. And according to the study, it can be used as a therapeutic agent for patients with depression. Moreover, its strong antidepressant abilities is associated with dopamine regulation. And so that's how clary sage works. The next one was lemongrass. Now, lemongrass we've used traditionally for thyroid, because it can instantly boost your energy levels and reduce fatigue thanks to its invigorating aroma. Its essential oil can help manage the symptoms of low thyroid function and has a powerful anti-inflammatory effect properties. Moreover, it helps reduce oxidative stress, which encourages the body's overall healing processes. The next herb was myrrh. Now, myrrh, of course, you remember, was given to the baby Jesus back with the wise men 2,000 years ago. Frankincense, myrrh, and gold. And much like the black spruce, myrrh is rich in terpenoids, which can help reduce inflammation and support the immune system. And then the last one that was used was rosemary. And of course, rosemary has that very characteristic aroma. You know, used in all kinds of, it's a festive herb, and it can also be helpful for managing symptoms of hypothyroidism. Also, they found that it can help reduce digestive issues. So rosemary has been found to stimulate even hair growth in people with androgenic alopecia. So these are some of the things that the National Institutes of Health. And so they're saying not only are essential oils effective bug repellents as well, but they also can help benefit the endocrine system. So inhaling the aroma of essential oils encourages calmness and healing of the body. So also applying them topically allows their medicinal properties to absorb right through your skin. And it's improving, as an example, again, when you rub it directly on your thyroid, it improves the thyroid function. So another great article on understanding thyroid. And the last one that I have that was here, essential oils prove to be an effective treatment for ADHD. And ADHD is that hyperactive disorder, and sometimes children have a lack of focus, lack of concentration. And what they found is that, first of all, ADHD is a very controversial diagnosis, and a lot of people don't like that diagnosis. And you have to be careful. Once a child gets that diagnosis, it can affect them for many, many years. But they found that the using essential oils when inhaled, these chemical compounds in the oils can bring about well-being at an emotional, physical, and mental level. That's because of the micro droplets are carried upon inhalation. That's when you use a diffuser and you put the essential oils in a diffuser and it'll go into the air, and those little micro droplets are carried and you inhale those, and it goes directly into the brain's limbic system, which processes emotion and reason and smell, as well as hormone controlling the hypothalamus. So the American Board of Hospital Medicine studied the way various essential oils could help children between the ages of 6 and 14 who had been diagnosed with ADHD and were not taking any medication. And what they did is they used cedar wood and lavender oil, vetiver oil, and no oils in the control group. And what they found that there was significant improvement in those children using the essential oils, especially those that used the vetiver essential oils. And the second best was the cedar wood group. They showed similar effect. But the vetiver group improvement when compared to the control group was statistically significant. And they thought that lavender would lead the way, but it was actually vetiver that was the main essential oil. So again, these three articles, very high-grade articles on essential oils. If you want more information on essential oils, what you can do is go to, there's a website called essentialoilnews.com. And so you can get all kinds of information on that. And please check that out, because essential oils are becoming the new wave of the future. Essential oils are about 40 to 50 times stronger than herbs. And they are the highly concentrated polyphenols and terpenes and terpenoids. These are the antioxidant qualities that plants have that protect themselves from insects. So in herbs, you have nutritional value. You have vitamins and minerals along with some of these antioxidant chemicals. But the essential oils are very strong with these antioxidant properties. So very high-grade studies. And then, boy, there's just so many articles. Anyway, I want to continue. Here, that wasn't that was on the ADD. So, one of the next articles, and this one's going to throw medicine upside down, because this one is the benefits of high cholesterol. And this was a study that was done in the Japanese. I have two articles actually here on the benefits of high cholesterol, and it's overturning what our medical profession is saying. allopathic medicine has been saying for years and years that you have to lower your cholesterol, and keep your cholesterol under control so that you don't get heart disease and you don't get die from a heart attack. Well, anyway, in true science, and that's what we look at here on this radio show, true science is telling us something different. And it's telling us the older you get, the more cholesterol protects you from any cause of death, not just from heart attacks, but any cause of death. And they're finding that the statins are really not as beneficial the idea of lowering your cholesterol. And so what they found in these studies is that the so-called all cause of mortality, meaning for every cause that causes death, the higher your cholesterol, the lower your all cause mortality was. Older people with higher cholesterol live longer. And this was a Japanese study that talked about that high cholesterol lived longer. And it was a very well conducted study. And they found that the mortality was highest in the lowest cholesterol group without exception. Turn that around and the group with the highest cholesterol lived longer than those with the lowest cholesterol. But again, what have we been told? Years and years, we've been told to lower our cholesterol and lower our cholesterol. So this study, there was another study in Finland. And those with cholesterol greater than 232 had the lowest death rates. So whatever study you're looking at, it shows that the higher cholesterol for people that are older, above 60 and above 70, if limited to elderly people, this trend is universal. Elderly people with the highest cholesterol levels have the highest survival rates irrespective of where they live in the world. And so we are now finding that this cholesterol hypothesis, and they make, you know, the medical profession makes billions of dollars. Statin drugs are around $130 billion a year. And there's some 15 million people that are taking statin drugs. Anyway, these studies are really showing that cholesterol may actually protect against cancer, not just heart disease. Cholesterol has a lot of positive things. There was a study in Honolulu that provides evidence that actually raising cholesterol is protective, and only the group with low cholesterol concentrations had significant association with mortality. So this one study was 100,000 people, healthy individuals in the San Francisco area, and they followed these people for 15 years. At the end of the study, those that had low cholesterol at the start of the study had been admitted more often to hospitals because of infectious diseases of the respiratory system. And so they're finding that the higher cholesterol actually helps with respiratory infections. Now, the body produces and manufactures life-saving and balancing hormones, testosterone and estrogen and progesterone and cortisol and DHEA and pregnenolone. All of these hormones are based on cholesterol. We wouldn't live a day without these hormones. And that's also why the body produces cholesterol. So they found cholesterol may also protect against cancer. And it may be important psychologically also. Strong association was found between low cholesterol and violence. Several studies have found an association between low cholesterol and suicide. So one study found that those with the lowest cholesterol concern had 6 times more risk of suicide than the control group. So again, this is from the Annals of Nutritional Metabolism. It's also from the British Medical Journal Lancet. And so this was some high grade studies that really point out that the benefits of higher cholesterol can really help you. So again, I really like to point these out because basically the cholesterol, the manufacturer, the drug companies have been telling us for years and years to take cholesterol. I see we have a phone call. Should we could go ahead, and it looks like good morning. Who's on our call? It's our sponsor from Natural Solutions, etc. And so, good morning. And who is this?
It's good morning, and it's not Natural Solutions, etc. It's Health Naturally,
healthnaturally.com.
Oh my gosh! And I know we've had some changes over the years, but all for the good. So great show so far this morning. So much information. I also, this is Sandra Ben-Joseph. I also wanted to thank Al Garcia for the weeks he and his lovely wife spent being snowbirds down here and getting out of the snow of Utah. And today he's heading back up there because I guess the weather is getting better up there. So I wanted to thank him for thanking our doTERRA team. We've instituted classes for people that are joining to become either wholesale customers or to sign up to be if they're looking to have some kind of a business that's all about helping people and training and things like that. And on Saturdays, as we've done for several years now, since being with doTERRA, if you come in and put in an order on Saturday, we order on Saturday and we pick up the shipping. So we do a group order, and, you know, it really, you know, it saves money on top of getting the best form of essential oils in doTERRA and having sold essential oils for over 30 years. That's something that it can never even be explained how this company became to be and their quality. Our sales today, because, I mean, the weather is changing here as well. So all of Nature Sunshine, that's over, I'm going to say over 500 products. So whether a school is going in, going out, the weather's changing, the wind, the allergy seasons, all of those things. So between Nature Sunshine and doTERRA oils, you've got the best of the best to work on the body systems that are of concern. Also from Barleen's, the Ideal Omega-3, which is the fish oil in the capsules, those are 15% off. And then also the Wave Shield, which everybody's got cell phones, to my knowledge, pretty close. So $5 off of that $25 product will take away 99.9% of the radiation that, especially with kids that are holding the phones to their ear and not using speakerphone. Most of us adults, even on TV shows, they're holding the phone because they're using speakerphone. Smart way to go. And then also transfer factor in the it's for the immune system, and it's a spray in the orange flavor we have. It's $3 off a bottle, and really that's one great for the kids because they're not taking more pills, even though we have the Nature Sunshine, a whole line of, I mean, I'm going to call them gummy bears because they're chewable, and also we have from Coral Calcium Company, the turmeric and the chewable calcium itself, and so many things. Also, we've struck up something really good because I found something very strange and exciting at the same time. There's a lot of people in the way under the baby boomer age that don't have computers or smartphones. So when we do the show on Saturday, we usually have people waiting outside Health Naturally at 7040 North Mesa. And we put a laptop out on the table in the store. So if you want to either listen to the show, if you don't have a computer or a smartphone where you can call in, you can call in from the store. We have enough outgoing lines where you can call and speak to Professor Ben-Joseph and get any questions that are appropriate answered. And it really makes it so if people are out there shopping anyway and they're going to ask, well, you know, is this right or is that right, and ask about the different oils. So it really makes it, I'm going to say, convenient. So we're around the world on the internet, so there should be no reason where you can't get in touch or send an email or do something along that line. And also, I want to say, last week when you spoke about the RAID method of iris assessment and how it helps people in communication and marriages be better and children learn better in school and just knowing their modes of communication, which you can explain way better. But it's made changes in so many lives that I've seen over the years. We've actually, from last week's show, had an unbelievable amount of phone calls of people who booked 1 hour appointments to just deal with some basic everyday issues. And believe me, everybody's got them. So if that's of interest to you, the 1-800-706-0450, that's the 1-800. And then also the local number, 915-833-0222. And if you do come in the store and want to call Blog Talk Radio, 785814. And have a great show, and I hope I get to get through the next hour.
And thank you so much. And that's
You're welcome.
There you go. And that's our one of our main sponsors, Health Naturally, et cetera. And you can go to healthnaturallyetcetera.com and check the store out. Have all kinds of great products. And I see there's another caller online, and that is the last. That's an area code 504, and it's the 0837, and you are now on live. Good morning. Who is this?
Oh, I was just listening to the show.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't actually have to call in to listen like that. You don't have to. You're actually, you know, some people do that. They like to call in and listen on their phone that way. But if you you have your smartphone, if you just click listen live, then you're actually going to get the phone live like that. So anyway, no questions right now that I got you on here. You're on the spot. Don't worry.
You were. I'm trying some different things that I heard about, and some of them are a little controversial. One of them being borax, sodium tetraborate, not boric acid. Do you know anything about that?
Absolutely. You remember borax with the 20 mule team way back? I don't know. You're old enough. I'm 70 years old almost next in June.
Yeah.
And to watch in the 50s, it was the, I think Ronald Reagan even was the MC for that. And the commercial was the 20 mule team borax. I remember that. Do you remember that? Did you see that ever? And they had different shows on. Anyway, that was the commercial. And borax is actually a form of getting boron. And boron is the mineral that helps to build bones. Now, you can use borax, and you have to mix it down at a, obviously at a very diluted mixture. It's been an old naturopathic way to get boron. And you'd put like a teaspoon in a gallon of water and then use that gallon of water to drink maybe an ounce twice a day, and then you're going to get boron. Now, that's one form of boron. The form of boron that I like the best is called a calcium, and it's a...
what's it called again?
It's a boron that's bound with a fruit. And it's a bound to chemicals that come from fruit and boron. It's in, as an example, in my Prime Longevity. And if you look that up, you can see Prime Longevity has calcium fructoborate. And that's one of the main ingredients. You don't need a lot of that. You only need, you know, small amounts. It's not one of these minerals like calcium, magnesium, or anything like that. It's, you know, and it's called Fruit XB, but it's a boron, and it's a calcium fructoborate. And you only need about 2 or 3 milligrams a day.
Okay.
And one of the best forms comes from berries. So you can just eat berries as an example. Well, again, it depends where the berries are grown. If it has, you have to have boron in the soil for the whatever food to be able to uptake that mineral. So as an example, one of the reasons people take a lot of garlic and onions is because of the selenium that's in that.
But if the soil
the garlic and onions are grown in is deficient in selenium, then the garlic and the onions will be deficient. Same thing with the berries. When the soil is deficient in boron, then the fruit is going to be deficient. So oftentimes people will take it in a supplement form. So I think it's good. When I designed Prime Longevity, I decided
Prime Longevity.
Prime Longevity. You'll find it's probably the best anti-aging formula on the market today. And you can look directly at the ingredient list and on and you'll see there's a fruit XB. And it's got 2.25 milligrams. And it really does help for osteoporosis, especially when you add vitamin D3, at least 5,000 IUs, and vitamin K2. And you want to take anywhere from 100 to, say, 500 micrograms of vitamin K2 whenever you take 5,000 units of vitamin D. So vitamin D helps minerals uptake, and you have to have vitamin D. But vitamin K2 prevents the minerals from building up plaque in the arteries. And that it sends the calcium and magnesium and all of that directly to the bones. So a lot of people, sometimes you have to take nutrients together. So vitamin D is probably one of the most important vitamins that you can take. Have you ever heard of how vitamin D was discovered or what happened? Did you ever know?
No.
It is really a kind of an amazing thing. I get kind of upset or angry every time I think about it. It was discovered in 1920, and it was called the sunshine vitamin. You know how everybody says go out in the sun and you can get your vitamin D that way. And anyway, they found that those with high vitamin D levels had less cancer, less heart disease, less sickness. So they said, I have a great idea. The medical profession got together and said, let's irradiate food with ultraviolet light and we can put vitamin D directly into the food. Now, that sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? I mean, it sounds
not really, but okay.
It makes sense. If we can get the vitamins to be in the food and people consume good, healthy food, then they're going to get that. You don't have to take in a pill. So over the next 3 years, they found that by irradiating the food, that people were getting the equivalent of about 20 milligrams of vitamin D. Now, when you're talking about vitamins, 20 milligrams is a very low dose. As an example, when someone takes vitamin C, you might take 1,000 milligrams, 10,000 milligrams. So 20 milligrams is very low. Well, here's what happened. After 3 years, all of the hospitals on the East Coast and the Northeast were going bankrupt. There were no customers. Nobody was getting sick with influenza. Nobody was getting sick with the heart disease or cancer. And the medical board at the time in 1924, 1925, they got together and said, well, we can't have this. We're losing money. We're losing customers. So what did they do? The first thing they did, they said, let's change how we measure vitamin D. So it's no longer measured in milligrams. Now you see it measured in what's called international units, IUs. And 20 milligrams, which again is a very low dose, became 1 million IUs. Now, emotionally, if the doctor says to you, you're taking 1 million units of vitamin D, how would you think when they say that? Wouldn't you feel stressed?
Well,
alarm, and you're going, oh my God, doctor, am I going to die? I mean, is it okay? I'll stop it right away. I promise. You know, where if they were saying you were taking 20 milligrams, you'll say, well, that's nothing. So what they did is they stopped irradiating all the food. And then the next thing they did, instead of keeping 20 milligrams as a good maximum daily requirement where all forms of mortality were down, cancer was down, heart disease were down, influenza was down, they said, we can't have that. We don't have customers. So they made the maximum daily requirement, instead of 1 million units, they made it 400 units. So now you'll see 400 units is the standard dose that's on your Centrum and one a day and these kinds of things. But they took it off the market and they stopped irradiating food. And the only reason they did that was to get more customers in the doctor's office in the hospital. Now, when I read that study, I was upset with that. I kind of got a little angry. I mean, think of that. They're taking something away so that people will get sick and so they can have customers. And I just thought that's not appropriate. And again, when you study the medical profession or the pharmaceutical companies, what's their intent? They want to sell drugs, and their whole idea is to sell drugs. And just like I talked about in the beginning of the show, I talked about the cholesterol, because there's so much studies now that shows that the higher cholesterol, the longer you live. And there was a study that came out in April 2015 called the Leisure World Study. Ever heard of Leisure World? It's a retirement center in Los Angeles, or just south of Los Angeles.
No, I haven't heard of it.
Anyway, it's one of the largest retirement centers in the country. They have like 30,000 people that live there. They have their own zip code. And about 30 years ago, they enlisted 20,000 of the people into a study. They wanted to find out who lives the longest. They weren't concerned with the quality of life, but they wanted to know quantity, who lives the longest. And so they started monitoring, and you had to be 50 years old to live in that community, 50, 60, 70. And over the next 25 years, they monitored these people as they were dying. And what they found is that up until about 70 years old, nothing mattered. It didn't matter if you took drugs, didn't take drugs, took vitamins, didn't take vitamins, exercised, didn't take exercise, ate healthy, didn't eat healthy, drank alcohol, didn't drink alcohol. It didn't matter. Everybody was living to be close to 70 years old. And they said that even with medical intervention now, most people live to be 70, at least in the United States. But everything changed after 70 years old. They found that the higher your cholesterol, the longer you lived. So they found that people with 230 to 250 cholesterol were living longer than people with 150 cholesterol. Now, what is the medical profession telling us all the time now? What are we hearing? Keep your cholesterol under control, take statin drugs, because it's going to reduce your incidence of heart disease. Well, they found in the study, and they tested, this 20,000 people is a big study. And so now every study in the world, there was a Finnish study from Finland that found the same thing. There was a Japanese study that found the exact same thing. And now what they're finding is that the higher your cholesterol, the longer you'll live. And here's the other study. I just pulled it up right in front of me. It says that Big Pharma suffers another major blow as a study debunks high cholesterol myths. And they also are admitting that statins are totally worthless. And
they erase your memory.
And what they do is they stop the uptake of CQ10. Have you heard of that? The coenzyme Q10. And that's one of the most important vitamins, because it allows the cells to uptake oxygen. And think of that. We have to uptake oxygen in the mitochondria, and we produce energy. So actually, taking a statin lowers the amount of CQ10 that you have in the body. So they said lowering cholesterol with medication to help cardiovascular disease or prevention, they found was a total waste of time and actual resources spent. And they're selling statin drugs. They make $130 billion a year just on that one drug alone, or the one class of drugs. And they found that higher cholesterol is now protect against stress, and they predict against depression, and it lowers your incidence of suicide, and it protects against cancer. So, and this all came from the National Institutes of Health, and like I said, the study from Finland and from Japan, and it's turning medicine upside down, because for years we've been told that you have to lower your cholesterol. So anyway, we started out with vitamin D because, again, that study that was done back in the 20s. So now there's a lot of information. And they found, are you ready for this? They found that when you measure your vitamin D levels in a blood test, and I usually see people do that at least once a year, and they found that when your vitamin D level is 75 to 95, 75, 85, 90, that you cut your risk of every known cancer by 75%. Now, that's a huge number to lower your risk of cancer 75%. And think of it, if there was a drug on the market and it lowered the risk of, say, breast cancer by 12%. You'd see it on every front page news of every newspaper. Now, here's a simple vitamin that's very inexpensive, and you want vitamin D3, that it cut your risk of cancer by 75%. So to me, that was phenomenal, and it's one of the reasons that we tell people, take your cholesterol. I mean, take vitamin D and don't worry about your cholesterol. So that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Can I tell you my major health problem and why I got into the boron? Hello? Hello?
Let him tell. Okay, and...
Yes. So I'm not sure. Can everybody hear me? I hope they can. Anyway, I want to go back to that we found from Florida State University, and they found that guns are used almost 2 million times per year, and 2 million times per year to actually stop crime. And you don't hear that. What you hear is only the negative effects of guns. And it's another very controversial article. So if you're out there listening, I'd love to hear your opinions on some of these. What do you think about the CDC suppressing the information about how guns are used? What do you think about shaken baby syndrome? How many people you know might be in jail because of shaken baby syndrome? Or what do you think about California wanting to outlaw anything that's written that disparages the LGB community, and which makes the Bible that no one will be, it would be illegal to sell the Bible in California unless those passages in the Bible are edited out of the Bible. So this is there's so much stuff going on in the United States. And again, especially on the ones with guns, there's no academic support in the public health literature that says that guns are causing more crime or more problems. And even in the black community, they are demanding their gun rights while oppressive liberal mobs are trying to disarm people. And again, and the progressive movement, and that's not liberal. The new progressive movement has nothing to do with what we would call liberals. When you go back to the 60s with Kennedy, what we were doing in the 60s, that had to do with liberals, and we were supporting the worker in the United States. Now you have progressives, and progressives want socialized everything. They want a secular country, finding out that there's more and more push to make the entire country secular. So anyway, if you're out there and you want to talk about some of these issues, then please give us a call. So anyway, again, here it is. The CDC is caught hiding data proving that guns are used far more for self-defense than for crime. And again, it was done a number of studies that was even put out in political magazines. So some of the CDC survey data is being questioned.
Hello, can everybody hear me? All right. You're going to do this. Put on these. Right here. Put on these.
Put the, what's that?
My headphones.
Oh, your headphones.
Yeah, because they've got a microphone.
Okay.
You should be able to hear if anybody calls. So.
Okay. Right. And good morning. Good morning. Are you there? I don't hear myself now talking.
I know.
So I don't know what's happening. I can't tell if we're online or not. Again, I'm sorry for the issues. Have they called from the store? Are we online or are we not?
No, because they didn't even take my call through the lockup.
Okay, so Health Naturally, anyway, let me see. We'll give a little commercial break. Right now, again, if the line is online, please check out healthnaturallyetc.com, and that's the store, one of our sponsors, and you can call 800-706-0450, or you can call 833-0222, 915 area code is that. Basically, please help our sponsors. The other sponsor, of course, is Prime Longevity, and you can check that out. It's the best anti-aging supplement on the market, and you can go directly to primelongevity.com, or the name of the company is purenaturalscience.com, and you can go to that. You can also go to Natural Solutions Radio, and if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a banner that says Pure Natural Science, and you can click on that banner, and it'll take you directly to where Prime Longevity is. There's also some other banners where you can see some of our other people that we utilize, the Canyon Water Machine, the doTERRA. And then if you scroll down a little more on the Natural Solutions Radio, you'll see a complete list of articles. So is it working? Sandy,
yeah.
Let's go ahead. Sandy, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay, there you
can
are.
You
so I can hear you. And
okay.
Thank you for calling. This is the manager of... Health Naturally.
Well, we have healthnaturallyetc.com. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Just keep talking.
Okay. Okay. Healthnaturallyetc.com. You can go to that website. You can see the specials. And $100 orders, free shipping. So if you want to intertwine them and call the 1-800 number as well, which is 1-800-706-0450, you can put your orders in. You get free shipping And also, if you want to order doTERRA products and put it in our group order, we pay the shipping. So it's also going to save you money, not just on the things you want to buy, but all the things we have on special. All of Nature Sunshine products, over 500 products, and the weather is changing, so allergies and all that, very important that you recognize the things your body may need in the different systems. And then the ideal omega-3 in the 60 capsule count from Barleen, that's 15% off, as is all of Nature Sunshine. The Wave Shield, because of all the cell phones out there, brain cancer is not a fun thing, so a $5 off on this $25 product is a great gift. Graduation's coming up. Just think of all the gifts that are affordable that you can give that we carry in the store. And a lot of things are on special when you go to 7040 North Mesa Health Naturally in El Paso, Texas, or even phone in and ask for some of the specials that we don't even mention on the radio. Also, the transfer factor, the orange spray for the immune system, which is great for the kids. And that's something you're not going to have a hassle getting them to take those nutrients. And we have, of course, from doTERRA, they've got a wonderful line for kids. So does Nature Sunshine. We'll be working on our calendar, so you'll be seeing all the classes coming up. And we're even working on one where we'll be able to do it through the computer as well. So all of you people that are a tad behind with computers or apps and all those things, I think you better pick it up if you want some free schooling. So, and then, of course, Ray had last week got such an unbelievable response. I think half of the clients coming in this coming week are going to be for an hour RAID session. So really will help with communication and things that may be bothering you and things you can work out. It's an hour well spent, let's put it that way. You can call, you can get extra information. Our local number is 915-833-0222. We're open Mountain Time 10 to 6, 6 days a week. So just give us a call, and we'll help you with any kind of questions that you would, want to find out if this is something you want to get involved in. And I hope we stop having technical difficulties.
Yes, me too.
So anything else you wanted to add to that?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I don't. So, I thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And hopefully we're all on. I can't tell.
Yes, and I will call the store to make sure they're getting through to you, because we set up a laptop there where people can listen to the store. I listen to the show at the store, as well as call from one of our lines. They want to ask Professor Bindoff a question. So that's kind of cool. You can ask and then see if it's something you want to, purchase for your, the health of your body systems, your mind, everything, and then also all the different specials that we don't even have time to talk about. So have a great show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And it stands for the rays of the eyes and the id. For those of you that have studied psychology, you'll know the id is our basic personality. And basically, it has to do, you go back to Freud and all of these, and it talks about how our basic human nature is. Well, with taking photographs of the eyes, you can assess what's going on in an individual and tell them how the brain is functioning. And people usually communicate one of three ways. People can either be auditory, in which case they'll use auditory words like, are you listening to me? Does that ring a bell? Or let's talk about it. Someone can also be a visual processor, and that's where you'll say something like, do you see my point, or imagine this. Or someone can be a kinesthetic processor, where they're using their body, and your body has to be in motion.
they'll use words of feeling words or touch words, like don't be so rough or it doesn't feel right. So you can have somebody communicating, two people communicating, let's say a husband and wife, one is auditory and one is kinesthetic, and one says, honey, you're not listening to me, and the other one says, well, it just doesn't feel right. They're using English, but they're not communicating to each other in the same modes. The other thing that the eyes can show you are issues. Each of the fibers of the eyes reflects to a different area in the body, and you can actually find out two things that's going on when you take photographs of the eyes. One is the physiology, looking at different areas of the eye that reflects to different areas in the body, and the other one is the psychology, or what's happening personality-wise. So as an example, when we look at the eye, let's say we're looking at the right eye at around 9 o'clock. That's in the position of nurturing, what we would call. And let's say someone has a big open area in that spot. We would know, as an example, that the right eye is the father's side, that father is not, that the child has not got hugged very much. So we can actually see that in the eye, or we can see an issue, or we can see where there's fear or different or resentments, as an example. And each of these negative emotions are there for a reason. I don't know anybody that's born into a family where you can assess a child and, let's say, teach them all aspects of their personality, how to deal with fears and angers and resentments in a positive, uplifting manner. So how do most people learn? We get kicked, battered, beaten, emotionalized, and traumatized into our own personal growth. So when you look at the eye, you can see what areas in the eye are showing the most activity. And then you can make an interpretation of what does that mean. So we can see if when there's areas in the about fear, as an example, what does fear teach? Fear teaches imagination. Imagine a little kid, Mom, I can't go to the bathroom. There's snakes under my bed and there's monsters outside. Now that's an actual exercise in imagination. Now, sometimes it can be very painful or scary, yet the lesson of fear is imagination. Now, something where there's an example like the difference between anger and resentment. Anger can come in an instant, and it can also disappear in an instant. Where resentment, someone dwells on it, and someone focuses on it, and obsesses on something. So what do we know? Anger is the unconscious exercise of producing passion. You cannot be angry about something if you don't care. Meaning when you don't have an issue, when you don't care about something, you don't get angry about that. So anger is the unconscious exercise because you're defending something. You're either defending self or an idea or another person. Resentment might be, as an example, you're a five-year-old kid, you go to the supermarket with the babysitter, and you knock over a display, and the babysitter spanks you in public. Now, that's very humiliating. And that child might, for the next 2 weeks, do nothing but talk about, if it takes me my whole life, I'm going to get even with you. So what is it producing? It's producing deep thinking. It's producing focus and concentration. Now, it's a very painful way of learning that, yet the outcome is that you learn to focus and be one point and then think of one thing. So every negative emotion has a positive outcome when you look at how the body manifests itself. So every negative emotion does have a positive outcome. So that's the RAID method in iridology. Now a lot of people, iridologists, call it psychological iridology. But when I studied iridology from Bernard Jensen and Ray Yancey and Lionel Silver and some of the best people in the world, there was no such thing as psychological iridology. That came from a gentleman named Denny Johnson, who discovered that back in the 70s. And wrote the books on what the eye reveals. So that's called the RAID method. Again, R-A-Y-I-D, the rays of the eyes and the id. So hopefully, we haven't had any calls today, but if you're out there and you're listening, and I hope you can hear us, I hope the show is still on the air, somebody would call us and tell us that we're off if they don't hear us. So I think we're still doing okay. So what I want to do is go back to some of the articles that we're dealing with. And as an example, here's one. They did a study. You know how they teach us that as we get older and older, the brain doesn't repair itself? Well, the new study shows that healthy elderly brains do grow new cells just as many as young adult brains, according to new research. And what they're finding is many older people don't seem as mentally sharp as young people. And it's long been believed that the brain stopped making new cells as they age. Well, research has now indicates that adults do grow new neurons, and this is a study that came out in the Journal of Cell Stem Cells. And the journal Cell. And researchers show elderly people are more intact cognitively and emotionally than scientists believe. Now, one of the things that you can do to help stimulate new brain cells is to learn something new. As an example, learning a foreign language or learning to read music or learning to remember songs or to play games like Scrabble or other kinds of games like that, even playing cards like Gin Rummy and Bridge and Mahjong, playing games like that can stimulate the brain to grow new brain cells. So they found that games like studying eye-hand coordination, games like playing ping pong, or games like playing pool, actually stimulate the brain to grow new brain cells. Anything that you do with the hand-eye coordination, tennis, and that's why exercise always involves, you know, eye-hand coordination. So what they found is that those senior citizens that continue to do new things, new things to learn, and actually stay mentally active, reading books as an example. I remember my mother, and she died last year, but I remember that they were saying she had a form of dementia. And my sister and I looked at all the medications she was taking. We took her off a lot of the medications, put her on natural things, and most of her dementia went away. But my mother was able to avoid any of the more dementia because she read constantly. And reading is another great exercise that helps to grow new brain cells. And researchers found that these kinds of exercise actually allow the brain to grow more blood vessels and more brain connections, and they actually are able to grow new brain. So some of these studies, there was actually one article in the journal Nature. Researchers from the University of California were unable to find evidence that new brain cells were growing. So now we're having some contradictory news, contradictory studies. But the newest study in brain research and also the Journal of Cell show that the brain cells are regrowing depending upon the exercises and the techniques that the senior citizens were using. Dancing was another form that helped cognitive function. One, because it's something that's very, it produces harmony between the couple. Dancing is a wonderful thing to really bring people closer together. But again, it's that eye-hand, eye-finger, eye-body coordination that causes the brain to grow more brain cells.
So, again, this was from published in the Medical Express Journal and Live Science Journal. And, again, some of these new research, I think, are quite exciting because basically it's showing us that we can still have brain cells and keep ourselves healthy. Here's another article I want to go over, and this one is how cannabis, that's the marijuana plant, cannabis, can actually clean up toxic radiation and toxic soil. And one of Europe's largest steel mills in the city of Taranto in southern Italy, steel plant produces more than 10 million tons of steel every year, and about 40% of all the steel made in Italy, and it employs about 12,000 people. Well, they found that there was a lot of pollution in the town, and that the plant is producing dioxin, and dust from the plant is believed to be the reason why there's so much lung cancer in this city in Italy. It's about 30% higher than the national average. And so it's so toxic that farmers have been forbidden from using livestock within a 20-kilometer radius of the plant. In 2008, the government ordered the slaughter of thousands of sheep and other animals that were found to have excessively high levels of dioxin, and that's very, very poisonous. So what the farmers did and what they found is that planting hemp, massive amounts of industrial hemp on the farm, and because the roots go so deep into the soil, it's actually cleaning up, removing the heavy metals, the radioactive material, and the other bad stuff from the earth. And so industrial hemp has been used to clean up deadly pollutants before, most famously near the site of the deadly nuclear meltdown at Chernobyl, in what is now in Ukraine. And so they used thousands of people are still at work in at the power station. So even though the radiation was high, they found that planting hemp all the way around the area, that it actually reduced the amount of heavy metals, the amount of radiation, and the amount of toxic radiation inside on the earth itself. Oh, I see what we're doing. My screener is putting us out live, I think, on YouTube channel. And there it is. I'm sitting here and I can see myself on the computer. So if you go to our YouTube channel, hopefully also I'd like to get these shows put on our Facebook page. And if we can do that, like what we're doing here, So we want to be able to have that come back again and be back on Facebook. Anyway, to finish with that, industrial hemp is now used to clean up deadly pollutants. And it's been used at Chernobyl, and now it's being used all over Europe. And again, in the United States, there's still a phobia or there's still a political group that really does not want hemp or industrial hemp or CBD oils or hemp itself to be used in the United States. Hemp grows very quickly. It has very deep roots, and it doesn't get stunted by pollution. And it's one of the best plants to use in phytomediation is what they call that. It can remove cesium and cadmium from the soils, and it can also be used as fuel and burnt as fuel. It also can be converted into a hemp plant for oil for lubrication. There's so many purposes and a useful purpose for the hemp plant. You can make insulation, you can make paper. They're making construction material out of the end product after hemp has been used. They're using the stalks and the leaves for even food. The seeds are very high in protein, and using the seeds as food for animals, especially in animal husbandry. And they're using CBD oil, which does not have THC and doesn't get you high. And we're now finding that the CBD oil and the demand for CBD oil is becoming huge, and it is the best medicine in the world for brain cancer or seizures or any other kinds of issues. So cannabis, again, it can be used now to clean up toxic radiation, and that's pretty exciting. So let's see, some other here. But, there was recently a court ruling that confirmed, and you've heard me talk about this before, this is another article that has to do with vaccines, and especially the vaccine Gardasil. And we're finding that a court has just ruled that the vaccine does kill people, and the scientific evidence is beyond any doubt. So the question becomes, where is the outcry? Because there's many people, young girls, young boys, that are ending up with myasthenia gravis or paralysis or immune dysfunction from the Gardasil. That's the HPV, human papillomavirus, vaccine. And anyway, there was a big court case where the parents of had their daughter, she was 21 years old, and she died from arrhythmias induced by an autoimmune response right after she received the Gardasil HPV vaccine. And so they went to court. And anyway, the final court ruling has been confirmed by the Department of Health and Human Services that Merck's Gardasil vaccine can cause autoimmune problems that can cause sudden debilitation or even death. And if it's the same thing as if the young girl had been gunned down by a madman, but this time they died because of a vaccine. And you don't see people marching in Washington because of so many thousands of people being harmed by a vaccine. So there's really no double-blind studies that show the positive effects of most vaccines. So the only two vaccines that I really recommend is the spinal meningitis vaccine for young kids that are going off to college, or the rabies vaccine. If someone gets rabies, you need that vaccine to help that. So those are the only two. I don't agree with the most of the vaccines, especially a hepatitis vaccine that is done at birth, or some of the other vaccines that are done, hepatitis B, and then again, most of your vaccine. Oh, I can't hear. I am again on the Zoom. I can adjust myself. Yeah, it's in the center right there. Okay. Oh, they're watching on my YouTube channel. Okay, so here I am. Don't I look good? The question I have is, should I cut my beard a little shorter? What do you think? Should I, those of you watching on the YouTube channel, you think I need to trim my beard a little more? Anyway, again, I've talked a lot of articles, some very controversial. The first hour, I talked about what was going on with California, the assembly, and that new bill that they want to outlaw any written material that disparages the LBG community, which means that you can no longer sell the Bible in California unless the Leviticus chapter has been edited. Now, think of that. Are people going to edit the Bible out so that those chapters are edited out of the Bible so that they can continue to be sold? Also, the CDC hiding information about guns and how about 2 million times a year guns are used to actually stop crime, whether it's a home invasion or a business where there was a robbery going. But guns have actually stopped 2 million times a year. Now, again, you don't hear that from the mainstream media. And here again, from another, from the Department of Health and Human Services, that we find that the Gardasil HPV vaccine is causing severe autoimmune problems that can cause sudden death or debilitation for those children that are getting it. So, again, I suggest, please, here on this radio show, I do not suggest using any of the vaccines. Some of the best natural vaccines is to get make your vitamin D level and make sure that it's up around 75 when you get a blood test. And you can do that. And a lot of doctors will tell you that between 30, 40, or 50, and you're fine, that that's a normal. But when you can get your vitamin D levels with a blood test up to 75, let's say 75 to 95, again, you cut your risk of every known cancer by 75%. Now, that's a huge amount. And you're only going to get this kind of information on this channel, on this Blog Talk Radio. So, again, I want to say thank you for those of you joining us and finding out about articles like this, and whether it's the CDC that comes into they can. There was another article that the CDC is totally corrupt when it comes to vaccine safety research. And more damning truths, you know, I just talked about the study that was on the Gardasil vaccine, but the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been uncovered by investigators from the World Mercury Project, revealing that the nation's top public health agency has been actively working alongside criminal elements to hide the facts about the dangers of vaccine. And information compiled as part of the Freedom of Information Act that have made requests by the World Mercury Project shows that the CDC officials have gave preferential treatment to unscrupulous scientists that come up with studies that show vaccines are very beneficial. When you go and look at those vaccines and you find out that those vaccines are fraudulent, and there was one infamous study by Paul Thornton, who was exposed for conning American taxpayer dollars in order to manufacture false safety data about the connection between autism and vaccines. Right now, we're finding that the courts are recognizing that vaccines, especially in young children, can be one of the causes of autism, and because of the mercury. Now, think of that. The amount of mercury in vaccines is thousands of times higher than what the CDC would allow in water. And if you had water that had that high amount of mercury, it would be considered highly dangerous. So anyway, this is another article that comes from independent journalism investigating the issues with the CDC that they say are hopelessly corrupt when it comes to vaccine research. And I got a question here from my board man, Gerald. Yes, can they not? We don't know if they can hear you.
Well, yeah. Let me ask you a question. The vaccines, you keep talking about the differences. When we were kids, you didn't hear about kids getting autism or anything else.
But when we were kids, we also had very few vaccines.
That's it. I mean, that's what I'm asking. What's the difference between when we were kids and when they're doing it? That's
good question. What's the difference between when we were children and what about now? When we were kids, there were very few vaccines. You had the polio vaccine, measles and mumps vaccines, rubella. But actually, they found that the polio vaccine actually caused more polio than actually stopping polio. That polio itself was on the decline back since the late 40s and the 50s. They started the vaccine in the mid-50s and 60s, but they found that the polio was on the decline. And the reason it was on the decline was because of hygiene. You started to have hardware stores on every corner around the country, and people were able to go in and buy hardware equipment, and you started to have rules and regulations in every city municipality, whether they made laws about how you can have leach lines in your septic systems, you know, in your plumbing. They had laws about how your plumbing can be. They had laws about water purification in every municipality. So all of that was happening at the same time. There's something that just appeared on your screen here on the camera. So I don't know if that's showing up on the camera.
Yeah, it is, because I have people commenting on YouTube channel right now. Because right now, this is just an experiment.
Okay, it just came off. Yes.
Oh, it went off?
Yeah, that little screen went off. But I'm still online. There I am, still broadcasting. So there was something covering the screen before.
We're basically working on a YouTube channel.
Working on it. In case they can't hear you, I'm repeating.
We're having problems with the water talk radio. It keeps coming out. Every week it's something else. I mean, I didn't have support, and it just stopped broadcasting.
So I'm not sure if they're hearing you, but what
can they hear right here?
Oh, can they hear you? Oh, okay. So you can
see
that.
They can tell me right away if they could.
So we have to figure out, and we'll have to contact Blog Talk and tell them that we have all of these dropping.
Live streaming on the YouTube and Facebook. One of them to see which one performs better. But right now,
they
comment that the YouTube looks great.
The YouTube channel looks good, and there I am.
They can hear you just fine.
And they can hear me. Now, is that going through Blog Talk, or is that going strictly straight through YouTube?
Stream code. When they first set it up, so my grandfather's back when they started.
So that you can stream it. Okay, so that's very good. We're on the YouTube channel, and that's excellent. Then we can actually build our YouTube channel. And again, for those of you listening out there, please tell someone about the radio show, you know, one or two people, and ask them to join us.
Better than even Facebook's.
Oh, it really comes out better? Oh, so they're saying that the YouTube channel is even clearer than the Facebook. So maybe on Facebook we can put a link so that if someone goes to Facebook, that right there at the top of the page, they'll see a link. Click on that link, and it'll take us directly to the YouTube channel.
Okay. I mean, we can broadcast these from almost anywhere. That's the advantage of YouTube and stuff. And, okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
What is the difference between regular thyroid diseases and Hashimoto's disease?
Well,
I've heard that a lot of times at the gym.
Hashimoto's disease is a thyroid disease.
Yes.
Graves' disease and Hashimoto. Most of the diseases, whether it's Graves or Hashimoto's, some can cause hyperthyroid and some cause hypothyroid. But they're all caused by inflammation of the thyroid gland. Now, sometimes you can get a nodule on the thyroid gland, and that can cause disruptions, as an example. Oftentimes, we'll see calcium becomes very high because it's affecting the parathyroid. The parathyroid and the thyroid work together. But Hashimoto's can be very serious because the inflammation can be serious enough to destroy the entire thyroid. Or Graves' disease can be fairly serious. And Graves' disease, you have, that's where it's hyper. You have to be slightly careful about taking, being exposed to iodine or some kind of thyroid medication. You might remember the Bushes, Bush Sr., George Bush Sr. and his wife both had Graves' disease. And there was an incident in Japan once where Bush Sr. went to Japan and they were having a state dinner with the, I guess, the Emperor of Japan. And because they were eating sushi, and I guess George Bush wasn't used to it, and the iodine, and all of a sudden he got sick and he just barfed and heaved all over the Prime Minister's lap. And, yeah, so some people may remember that from a number of years ago. So, you know, whatever the disease, with any of them, you want to do things that are anti-inflammatory. One of the best anti-inflammatory nutrients is called serrapeptase or nattokinase.
Yeah.
Nattokinase is in Japan, where they eat this natto paste.
Yeah.
It's like a miso paste. It's very similar. And it's called natto, nattozyme or nattokinase.
Yeah.
And then serrapeptase. When you eat a lot of that, that actually dissolves blood clots and can dissolve a plaque deposit. Serrapeptase has been shown to dissolve plaque out of the arteries. Now, I would always add vitamin D and vitamin K2 to that, because the vitamin K2 takes the calcium out of the plaque and puts it back into the bones. So what do we know? It's not cholesterol that's causing the plaque buildup in the arteries. It's inflammation in the arteries. As an example, when people drink a lot of milk, they don't know that milk can actually cause a condition that's xanthine oxidase from the milk, and it goes into the bloodstream. And this enzyme, as it's moving through the bloodstream, when it bumps up against the inside of the blood vessel, it actually causes a little teeny sore, you know, almost like if you scratched your skin, a little sore. And immediately, whenever you have a little irritation on the inside, a tear like that inside the blood vessel, you immediately build a blood clot to stop the leaking of blood through that blood vessel. And a patch, a Band-Aid. Now, the problem is if you continue those lifestyle practices that promote inflammation, you're going to be putting a Band-Aid on top of a Band-Aid on top of a Band-Aid. And sooner or later, because you keep putting a Band-Aid on top of the area that is being sealed, and then it cracks again, and then you have to seal it, you begin to close off the diameter of that artery. And so what happens is that you begin to get lower and lower amounts of blood. That's when they have to go in and do what's called an angioplasty, or they have to put these balloon angioplasties, that open up, and the springs are actually now coated with medication.
So what is it that you would use to repair that issue without having to go through surgery?
The whole idea is to do an anti-inflammatory dietary program, and that means watching the foods that you eat. Obviously, foods that are very high in pesticides and herbicides and fungicides, what those do is all of those insecticides that they use on the produce that we're eating, they act as estrogen.
Yeah.
And because they act like estrogen, when you have high estrogen, it causes the thyroid function to go down more and more. So high estrogen also lowers the amount of progesterone and testosterone. Now you end up with too much estrogen. Estrogen, we know, is one of the main causes of almost every known cancer.
That's when men end up with man boobs.
Yeah, correct. Hormone imbalances start to occur.
Start growing hair on their face.
Face or on their chest, and they get deep voices.
Yeah.
And then men get high voices. You know, so as an example, you can they show that one of the things was too much testosterone.
Yeah.
They said could cause balding,
yeah.
And but that's dihydrotestosterone. And again, what we now know is high estrogen causes testosterone to turn to dihydrotestosterone, and that's what causes the balding. Or it also we know causes the prostate cancer.
Yeah.
But it's really precipitated by high estrogen.
Yeah.
And that's what we know can be very inflammatory. So what would we do? We would do an anti-inflammatory diet, as much as you can, organic fruits and vegetables, whole seeds and nuts. They showed very low animal protein residues, and that would mean, like, when you want to eat beef, we would use a grass-fed beef because it's going to be higher in omega-3 fatty acids. So fat, healthy fats can be some of the best anti-inflammatories known. Coconut oil, flax oil, olive oil, oil from walnuts and avocado. So eating.
What property makes those anti-inflammatory and healthy for you?
Well, it's the omega-3.
But what does it do?
Well, think of the lining of every blood vessel.
Yeah.
Or think of the membrane around every cell in your body is made up of fats.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have fats and proteins that interact together that make like a lattice, you know, that hold the blood vessel, that makes up the tissue of the blood vessel. So if you don't, when you have, as an example, the wrong kind of fats, which we call too much omega-6 fatty acids,
yeah,
which could be from safflower oil and sunflower oil. We want a ratio of about 1 to 1,
yeah,
1 omega-3 to 1 omega-6. But in the American diet, what you're getting is about a 30 to 1 ratio, 30 omega-6 to 1 omega-3. Well, at that high amount of omega-6, that's what's causing the inflammatory response. Now, the body will use whatever fat it has to make the tissue. So whether you're making connective tissue that is part of the arteries and veins, or you're making cell membrane, and every cell in the body has to have a membrane around it, when the body only has the omega-3 oils, then that's the omega-6 oils, that's what the body will use. Well, it's a weaker matrix in the artery or the blood vessel, and it allows what they call diffusing chemicals that go in or out of the cell, meaning every nutrient that a cell needs has to go through that membrane.
Like a key.
And it has to have the right key to go through that. Also, every single waste product that the cell produces has to get out of that cell. So there's what's called permeability through the cell membrane. But you don't want over-permeability. There's a condition where there can be over-permeability in the stomach. They call that leaky gut syndrome, where you start to absorb these high proteins in the body, and it goes directly in the bloodstream, and these proteins cause most of our allergic responses. Exactly. And now, with the production of so many hybrids, especially in the grain product, when you look at, say, wheat that was grown back 2,000 years ago, and now we know because we have those strains of wheat, they only had about 6 or 7 chromosomes in the molecular structure of the wheat. Now, when you look at wheat, it has about 46 to 50 chromosomes because of all the hybrids that are being made. And all these extra chromosomes, these protein bodies that can get into the bloodstream, act as an allergen, and they can cause again, this inflammatory response. So one of the things we do to reduce inflammation is that we want to reduce the amount of milk that people drink, or the amount of the improper types of fats, again, fats from omega-6. So we want people to eat raw walnuts and raw pecans and raw almonds. We want people to eat coconut oil. Avocado oil is one of the best. As organic as possible. Now, avocado is rated the highest oil to cook with because it has the highest smoke point, 550 degrees.
Before it starts smoking.
Right. At 550 degrees, it starts to smoke. So that oil doesn't break down like other oils. Olive oil, as an example, that a lot of people cook with, starts breaking down at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, and coconut oil can go as high as 450 to 500.
Yeah.
But avocado oil is the best. So in a salad dressing, using raw walnut oil or avocado oil, these are some of the macadamia nut oil. These are very high in omega-3. The omega-3 ratio to omega-6 is approaching that 1-to-1 ratio. So it's going to be anti-inflammatory. And as much as possible, organic fruits and vegetables, because we don't want that estrogenic effect. Now, herbs and foods and fruits and vegetables, they have an estrogenic effect, but there's three types of estrogen. One called estrone, another one called estradiol, and another one called estriol. Estrone and estradiol are very active chemically and increase your risk of cancers. I said that estrogen can cause cancer like that, where I think we're approaching the almost of a minute.
Can you continue because I'd like to finish the dialogue?
Oh, yeah, because we're still on YouTube.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut it off because the Block Talk Radio will stop.
And it's showing
right now I'm recording this live on YouTube for educational purposes.
Exactly. Right. And it's a non-prescriptive. What we talk about is the health benefits of changing a diet.
Because we do not diagnose
or treat conditions. Right. What we talk about is how do you promote health as opposed to alleviate symptoms. So whether it's a thyroid issue or a gallbladder issue or a liver issue, we don't care the name of the disease because what we're doing in naturopathy is promoting health. And when you promote health, the body will balance itself out. That's called homeostasis. So anyway, I think we've pretty much come to the red.
Do you have time to talk about like fatty liver, what causes fatty liver?
Absolutely.
People come into the gym, somebody told me yesterday they had fatty liver, and I'm like, okay, well, what causes?
And that would be a good thing. Absolutely. Now, those of you out there that are listening, let's give out a web, an email address. We used to give out. It was called radio at naturalsolutionsradio.com. Okay, so Blog Talk is off. And for those of you that are still on the YouTube channel and listening on the YouTube channel, one, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go right down and there's a little button that says subscribe.
Yeah.
And if you would, tell other people about our YouTube channel. And tell people about the Blog Talk Radio and tell people about, please, the website, Natural Solutions Radio, because it can help us. And I really enjoy doing the radio show, and this is our new venue. So, again, I'll sign off and say thank you very much, and we'll be back next week with another show.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you later. If you have questions, just email us at webmaster@naturalsolutionsradio.com, and we'll address those specific topics next week. Thanks. Have a great day. Yeah.
On the you
can we might just put it on here.
Oh, okay.
Just
yeah.
So they can see and expect it all that. Out of all that people, it was 30 minutes and 90 seconds, so out of all that, I was how many people watched it, 49 minutes total was already watched.
Oh, very cool. We can't tell how many people were on the YouTube or on the Blog Talk Radio. Let's see, what was that again? Let me X out this telephone number, 355-226.